George Balanchine, one of the most important choreographers of the 20th century, would have been 100 years old this week. He was born in Russia. He made his career in the United States, and he died here in 1983. Balanchine co-founded the New York City Ballet Company and created hundreds of original dances, often inspired by the unique abilities of his ballerinas.
Today on Intersections, our series on artists and their inspirations, Kim Kokich spoke with Allegra Kent. In the 1960s, she was one of Balanchine's star dancers.
Allegra Kent was just 15 years old when George Balanchine took her into his company in 1952. Now, at 66, she still seems young, in voice, spirit, and body, and she still takes a ballet class every day.
I'm just mad for pliés, tendus. I just love it, so I continue to do it. I mean, we are animals. We have to run fast, we have to swim, we have to walk, and we have to dance, definitely.
Kent had never even seen a ballet when, at age 10, she declared to her mother that she wanted to be a ballerina. So her mother took her to see the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, the legendary touring company from Europe.
The first ballet was Gaieté Parisienne, but it didn't appeal to me. And I had this prefixed idea of what ballet should be. But the last piece was called Night Shadow, and I was haunted by it.
Night Shadow was choreographed by George Balanchine. In the ballet, three main characters are at a ball: the coquette, who is being pursued by a poet and by a married man. The man's wife is the somnambulist, or sleepwalker. She first appears as a glimmer of candlelight in the windows lining the long staircase, as she descends from her bedroom to the garden just outside the ballroom. She appears to be searching for something when she encounters the poet. She eludes him at first, but then allows him to guide her movement, and their love develops through very simple steps and gestures.
The poet, who she is so deeply in love with, is stabbed by her jealous husband. And at the end, he's placed in her arms, and she carries him off stage, and she exits backwards with the dead poet in her arms. And I couldn't believe what I saw.
How a 95-pound ballerina is able to carry her male partner is one of ballet's best-kept secrets, and this illusion captivated the young Allegra Kent.
After that evening, I did believe that ballet was really what I wanted to pursue, and that ballet was the most exalted form of dance. That's what I felt then, and actually it's about 6 decades later, or 5 and a half, I still feel that way.
Kent's lifelong dedication to ballet began with Night Shadow. 11 years later, Balanchine was inspired to revive it as La Somnambula, especially for Kent, because she believes she seemed to really grasp the character's spirit.
She has extrasensory perceptions. She doesn't need to see a doorway to walk out. She knows where it is just because of her perception of where she is in space. So I understood there was something uncanny about this woman.
Balanchine went on to choreograph new ballets for Kent, and her trust in him freed her to extend herself on the stage.
He saw people's talent before they even knew themselves exactly their own talent.
In an interview with the BBC in the 1970s, Balanchine said that this was his real gift, the ability to see and hear what was possible.
And maybe that's the blessing, you see. God said to me, no, that's all you're going to have. You're going to just see and hear. And it's not your business to think.
Throughout his career, Balanchine said his dancers inspired him to challenge ballet's conventions. And he, in turn, challenged them to work harder than they ever had.
I try to push people to a certain level that I like. It's dictatorship, and I borrow from them. I use what they are.
In Allegra Kent, Balanchine used her otherworldly quality, her innocent sensuality, her hyperactivity, and her eagerness to move in unusual ways.
The fact that I didn't know entirely the technique. I sort of made some of it up, but I think he was interested in that, that little offbeat part of me, because the slight peculiarities or idiosyncrasies of an individual dancer were interesting to him. Otherwise, you could have a plasticine doll, you know, go through the positions. So I think he liked that.
In all, George Balanchine choreographed 7 leading roles for Allegra Kent. And he could have done more, he said, had she not taken time off to have children, something commonplace among today's dancers but rare in the 1960s. These were the golden years of the New York City Ballet, when Balanchine was in the wings almost every night. When he died, the dancers who inherited some of those ballets scrambled to create the George Balanchine Trust to try to preserve them. But ballets are not paintings that, once completed, are ever the same. In a sense, the preservation of Balanchine's work now is akin to trying to keep a cloud in place. But the impossible ideal is a theme in many Balanchine ballets, and the pursuit of that ideal continues to inspire Allegra Kent as she coaches a new generation of dancers for the George Balanchine Trust. For NPR News, I'm Kim Kokich.
An extended interview and a video of Allegra Kent dancing are at NPR.org.
Next week on Intersections, cartoonist and illustrator Art Spiegelman talks about the sounds and images that helped shape his career, including Mad magazine.
The message that Mad had in general, which I then discovered right after, which is the media is lying to you and we are part of the media. So it was basically, gulp, think for yourself, kids.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. Bob Edwards will be back tomorrow.